The House began debate today on a three-year bill to combat trafficking and use of illegal drugs. The measure has the support of most representatives, and House Speaker Thomas O'Neill says he expects it to pass by tomorrow. Among other things, the bill would increase penalties for violators, provide money to increase drug enforcement and Coast Guard personnel, and require drug-producing countries to establish eradication programs as a condition of U.S. support for development loans. A cultural exchange between the U.S. and the Soviet Union may face an American boycott unless U.S. News and World Report correspondent Nicholas Daniloff is freed from a Moscow jail. An American-style town meeting is scheduled to take place in Latvia next week, but the 270 Americans due to take part say they won't go if Daniloff remains in jail. They add the decision is a personal one and is not being made by the Reagan administration in retaliation for the Daniloff detention. Egyptian and Israeli negotiators have reached agreement on resolving the Taba border dispute, clearing the way for a summit between the two countries to begin tomorrow. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres will meet in Alexandria. Details of the Taba agreement have not been made available.